It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Happy Husker Homer Friday. Hope your Friday's off to a great start. The weekend is just right around the corner, baby. Can't wait. We'll be talking a lot to Dr. Dane Todd coming up in Nebraska, Minnesota, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll talk a lot about that. Last night, Will and I got another game right.
Booyah.
Tampa Bay gets it done, 28-22. Late, kind of a late flurry by the Eagles in this game. Wasn't really close for most of this game. I thought the Bucs looked way better. Yeah. No doubt about it. Brady, again, cooled off a little bit late, but 34-42, 297, two touchdowns, did throw an interception. Leonard Fournette has quietly become a huge part of this offense and very trusting with Tom Brady on both sides. 22 carries last night, 81 yards, two touchdowns to go along with six catches for 46 yards.
Lenny, he's back.
He's been doing a really nice job. Antonio Brown gets it done again. 13 targets last night, 9 catches, 93 yards, and a touch.
He is quickly proving to a lot of people that he is still the same guy that we knew back with the Steelers.
Yep. Also in that game, obviously we know Gronkowski was out. Gronk was out again with the ribs. But he kept finding his tight end again. O.J. Howard, 6 catches, 49 yards, and caught his first touchdown pass of the year.
Yeah, that early one. Or the first one,
top.
Yeah.
Yep, little floater over the top in the back corner of the end zone. That gets done. On the other side, boy, man, I just look at these stats. The defense for Tampa Bay has not been very good. Obviously, last night, that worried us a little bit, and I think that was part of our picking against the spread and taking the Bucs, which was 7, ended up being 6. We win. But they got it done last night. As we talked about, Levante David being out, Winfield being out. But the Eagles only mustered 213 total yards.
What was passing?
Jalen Hurts goes 12 of 26 for 115, a touch and an interception.
Yikes. That's just not good. What was the rushing?
Rushing, Miles Sanders goes 9 for 56. Jalen Hurts 10 for 44. He had both touchdowns rushing.
Somehow they were like in this game, though. At the end, those stats would not show that. But
Tampa Bay does not score in the fourth, and then they got 8. So it was going into the it was a 2-touchdown game going in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. I think most of us were watching baseball at this point, so I didn't watch.
I think
a lot
of people might have been.
I didn't watch the end of the game. I was happy to see that Tampa won by 6, so
yeah,
we covered that.
We covered that game,
even if it was at 6.5, which we thought it was going to be.
We thought it was going to be there. Thought it was going to be there. Also, kind of a sad part of this is like it could have been Zach Ertz's last game in Philly at home. He's been talked for a lot of trade talk. He was very emotional. We see it on Twitter. Very emotional about around his locker last night. Almost felt like this was the end of him in an Eagles uniform, at least at home.
Finally going to happen, huh?
At least at home.
I mean, yeah, you said previously his name has been tossed around. His name has been tossed around, I feel like, the last two NFL trade deadlines, and they just they stick with him. So part of me wouldn't be surprised if they end up staying with him just because that's been the theme of this whole thing. Yep. But you're right. It's looking like it's probably going to happen this time.
Now the Bucs coming up for them, they'll get the long break now. They'll get the long breaks. So they played Thursday night. They won't play again until the following Sunday, and they'll get a little rested. A little healthy as they will go back home to play against Chicago.
Chicago heads to, you said they head to Tampa next?
Next.
Okay.
But they'll play this week, but Tampa gets the longer break.
Yep.
Then the Eagles next up for the Eagles as they try to figure things out. Oh, they could have a, yeah, they could. They'll get the long break and then they'll get to play against at Vegas.
Okay.
At Vegas, that'll be their next chance to try to get back.
I don't think Philly's a bad team. They're definitely not good. They're kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. They've got offensive problems, is what they have.
I thought Hurts was, Hurts when he came in his rookie year. I mean, He showed some promise. And this is not what I expected him to be.
They have offensive problems right now.
Yeah.
Big time.
So you and I start the week off 1-0.
1-0. Sorry, Darren, 0-1. Still a lot of chance for Dane to get back in this thing. Also, last night, I think a lot of you were probably watching this because I thought Thursday Night Football was kind of a dud. It was fine. It wasn't like the matchup you're looking for. But obviously, in the world of like viewership, the NFL always dominates. There are a lot of people, I think, watching Giants-Dodgers last night. I know you were.
Yes.
One, you had the ticket on the Giants.
I did.
Marco even said he was secretly, just letting you know, go Giants.
Yeah, I got my hopes way up.
They do fall. They fall 2-1. Dodgers get 2 runs on 8 hits. They commit an error. The Giants, 1 run on 6 hits. They do not commit an error in this game. You get really good pitching on both sides. Really good pitching on both sides of this thing. It was interesting how the Dodgers approached it, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
They threw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 guys.
But they started their reliever.
Yes.
Wasn't even there. And he was pitching some heat, too. He was hitting triple digits quite often. And, you know, that's not a bad way to go. You know, put all your firearms in there until they...
Game 5, the deciding game, all chips are on the table. Did you see who closed last night?
I did.
Who closed?
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer came in to shut the door last night.
And he did.
Everybody, they threw 7 guys. 7 different guys last night, each going inning, except for one. You got 7 guys? Well, that's a lot of pitchers.
Hey, remind me the Giants starter.
Webb,
you know, he's for real.
Yeah.
He pitched a great
awesome.
Game.
7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run.
That movement.
7 strikeouts.
That movement he has on his two-seamer, oh, that is deadly. He was getting everyone with that last night, and then he got up to 100 pitches, had to take him out. Yeah.
Then the Dodgers move on. They'll take on my Braves.
Now we got to talk about
it. We're a Braves show now, right? We turn on.
Yes.
By the way, I appreciate Gary Jarrett, but like he goes, nothing better than a Braves-Dodgers series. And I say, go Braves. He said, go Dodgers.
Nah, jeez. He's been
it's
wrong a lot
show
this
now.
Season. He's
it's
already
a Braves
been,
show now.
He's been texting me, too.
Speaking of umpires.
Well, yeah, speaking of umpires, we got to talk about the end of that game. I mean, yes, the Giants probably lost because of many other reasons.
Yes.
And that's what the manager said. But I don't know if you saw the play yet, if you're listening. It's on Twitter. There was a, you know, Giants up to bat, 2 outs. They got a runner on first, bottom of the ninth. They're down 1. The pitch comes, and I'm forgetting who was up at bat. It was their first baseman. He check swings. You can tell.
He absolutely checks. Did a check swing.
You look at the video, he did not go through. Not one bit. But the first base umpire said he did. Called him out, and that's game.
Wonder how that happens. Is this a bad view, a bad angle? Because I know that's a very...
Earlier in the series, he had a questionable call, just like that one, where the guy checked it. He went through, but then he said he didn't. So he's had some history.
They're tough calls. I don't want to put on, but that one didn't look close to me after I saw the replay. No, those happen so fast, though, too.
Yeah.
That's a very fast-moving play.
You just look at how the Giants season went. 106 wins, and that's how it ends?
107.
107.
Remember,
thank you.
They won it. 107.
That's how it ends? Against the frickin' Dodgers? This does not...
You don't feel good about it, do you?
No, because I could have been up, you know, decent unit.
You do not feel good about it.
I do have a cheap ticket in on the Red Sox, so I'm a Red Sox fan also. But I'm also with the Braves because I don't want to see the Dodgers win this. I don't think anybody
does.
Let's
get them out of there.
By the way, hold on.
Go ahead. This got to be our – it's Gary Jerry. Called him out. It's him. And
he started talking, and I just put him on hold because we're going to see what he has to say.
Yeah, I know. He's going to talk about the call. Yeah. His Dodgers.
Is he a Dodgers fan?
I don't
fan?
Know. I apparently he told me go Dodgers.
Let's go. Here he is.
Gary Jerry, happy Husker Homer Friday.
If you don't want to swing, then keep the bat on your shoulder.
He didn't go through.
Come on, he didn't go through.
He didn't go through.
I didn't see the play, so I can't say yes or no.
I did say this about that call. That game is moving so fast, and it's a gut call because it happens. Pitch, kind of a swing, and you got to look and go. It's a tough call.
The way I did it is if I could see the tip of the bat, he went.
Well, I'd like to. I would love you to see this because there's not a tip of the bat you could see.
I'll take a look at it then.
Please do.
And then
I will.
When did you become a Dodgers fan?
I lived in. Well, you know, a very good friend of mine used to be a bench coach there, Glenn Hoffman.
Okay.
Trevor Hoffman's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Scotia when he played for him. So, I knew the guys who played for him and who coached there. So,
I'm not really
a Dodger fan. In fact, I'm looking forward to the series, though.
Yeah, it'll
be. I think that's going to be a good series.
Should be a good series. Should be.
I think so. Huskers 38, Minnesota 10.
All right.
See you guys. Take care.
All right, Jerry.
See you, Gary. There it is, 38 to 10. He's got Nebraska winning.
I'm writing them down, sorry.
So
you saw that, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that a little later. All right, so there you go. Conference series lined up.
Conference series lined up. It doesn't stop, by the way, tonight. You got the first game of Boston and Houston tonight.
And this is in Houston.
Valdez and Sale on the mound in Houston.
In Houston.
The other series will get kicked off on Saturday. On Saturday at four at midday, about four, a little after 4 o'clock. No, sorry, that night. Sorry, that night they'll be in Atlanta because Atlanta won the division, so they get to host. So they'll be in Atlanta. Freed and Scherzer. What a matchup we're going to get.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. Before we got to Gary Jerry, I was going to bring this up because I was watching the game with my dad last night, and I was like, do you know why they're called the Giants? Like, what is a giant? Like, you know, what? I know they have a mascot but I can't tell what it really is. So I looked it up.
Okay.
Back when they were in New York, you know, long time ago, this is when they were, like, being called the Gothams. I think that's what they were called at some point, the Gothams. Apparently they had a manager who started referring to his team as the Giants because they kept winning a ton of extra inning games. Because
they were the Giants.
Yeah, so once the coach started calling his team the Giants, it caught on, so they were the New York Giants.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right, there you have it. NFL last night, you got that done. You got the pennant races are set up to start. So let's take a quick break. We come back. The man, the myth, the legend just walked in. We're giving him a chance to get set up. Jeff Moe.